In our Old Testament reading for today, the Philistines were attacking Israel. That in itself was nothing unusual. They had been at war for several years. But what was unusual on this day, in 1 Samuel 17, was that one of the Philistines came forth and stood before the armies of Israel. And he was a man that we all know by name very well. He was Goliath of Gath. Goliath, we are told, was no ordinary man. The Bible tells us that Goliath stood at 6 cubits and a span. That means his height in our terms was something like 9'4". And the weight of the armor on his chest, all by itself, with nothing else, the Bible tells us was 125 pounds. I mean, that's the total weight of a modern soldier carrying everything that he has. And we are also told that the spear that Goliath carried was 15 pounds. You have to understand that throughout history, swords were typically 6 pounds or less, usually much less. This was a massive weapon. And so Goliath was a giant. He was a mighty warrior, one who was strong as many men, and one in whom the Philistines had put all of their hope. Now, to go up against Goliath in a group would be tough enough. He could probably hold his own with dozens of men. But on this day, Goliath had brought a challenge to Israel. He cried out and said, "Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me." So Goliath was going to fight not with many men, but with one alone. One person would fight with him, and the outcome of that one battle would determine everything else. In fact, Goliath said, "If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." Those were the terms of the fight. Winner take all. But there was a problem. Who could win in a fight against Goliath? Who would be able to stand against this Philistine giant? And more than this, who would take such a burden on to themselves? Because with these kinds of terms, to lose would mean not only death for him, but also slavery for everyone else. The fate of Israel rested on the shoulders of one man. Who would it be? But Goliath said one more thing on that day that was the bigger problem at work here. Goliath cried out and said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." "I defy," he says. He thinks that Israel cannot defeat him, and he knows that they are afraid of him. And so he said, "I defy you, Israel. I defy you to send out a man against me. I defy you to try to defeat me." Because who is going to win? "No one can deliver you out of my hand." No one. Not a soldier, not Saul, and especially not the Lord. Because that was the real problem here, Christians. By saying this, Goliath was effectively saying that God himself will not be able to help you today. God himself will not be able to deliver you out of my hand. But behind all of this, Christians, we can clearly see Satan at work. Because it was Satan who moved Goliath to say those things on that day. It was Satan who deceived Goliath into trusting in himself and in his own strength. And it was Satan who drove Goliath to stand against the armies of Israel and to blaspheme the Lord. And even though Goliath may be long dead, Satan is still at work in the world today. boasting against us as Christians, just like Goliath did all those years ago. Because how often do we hear Satan say something like, "Who are you to stand against the world? Who are you to stand alone? Can't you see how many people are against you? Can't you see how many people have already given in? This is just the way that the world is going. There's nothing you can do to stop it. This is the new normal. It's just the way things are. Who are you to think that you can resist it? So just give in," he says. "Just go along. God can't help you. God won't help you. So listen to me instead." And how often do we hear Satan say to Christians who are fighting against sin, "Do you really think that you're ever going to be free of this sin? Do you really think that you're ever going to be able to stop? You've been doing it for so long, it's like second nature to you. You might as well keep doing it because it's going to be far easier than trying to turn away. It's pointless to resist. This is just who you are. So just give in. God can't help you. Listen to me instead." How often do we hear Satan say to those who are suffering, "Do you really think that this is ever going to come to an end? Do you really think that you will ever be able to get through this? Do you really think that you will find peace in life again? This is the end. There's nothing for you to look forward to," he says. "There is nothing to give you hope. So why hold on? Just give in. God can't help you. So listen to me." And Christians, it is all too easy for us to listen to the lies of Satan. It is all too easy for us to believe what he says. And that can lead us to ask, "Where is God? Will he help us? Can he help us? How will he get us out of all of these things?" But now into the camp comes David. And David hears what Goliath says. But unlike the rest of Israel, David is not afraid. And David is prepared to go and to silence the boasting mouth of Goliath once and for all. David does not do this because he's a mighty warrior. David's just a boy. He's probably still a teenager at this point. David does not do this because he has some kind of secret weapon. All he has in his hands are a sling and 5 stones, the weapons of a shepherd. David does not do this because he's a fool, as if he has no idea what he's getting himself into. David knew perfectly well the danger that was in front of him. But rather, David did these things because he trusted in the Lord. God would deliver him. God would strike Goliath down. And David knew this because David had struck down lions, trusting in the hand of the Lord. David had struck down bears, trusting in the hand of the Lord. In fact, he said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." God would give him the victory. And armed with that trust in the Lord, David went to face Goliath on that day. Goliath, of course, disdained him. He thought it was a joke. Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? Is this really the best that Israel can do? I was expecting a warrior. I was expecting someone to come out and fight against me, and you send me this boy? Is this a joke to you?" And so he says to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field. He's basically saying, there's no point, David. There's no way for you to win. Your fate is sealed. You might as well come here and get what's going to happen to you. And it's just like Satan still tries to mock us Christians. How often Satan says something like, do you really think that you can stand against me? Do you really think that you're going to be able to win? There is no point in trying, he says. I've already won, you've already lost, so just give up. No one will save you from my hand. But David did not listen, nor should we listen. And David said to Goliath on that day, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. David knows that God is with him. David knows that God will give him the victory. And this isn't going to just be the possibility of victory, as if God might be able to help him or God might be able to do this. No, he is absolutely certain. God will deliver Goliath into his hand because the battle belongs to the Lord. And God watches over those who trust in him. And that's exactly what happened, Christians. God struck Goliath down on that day, giving to David the accuracy and the strength to drive that stone into the forehead of the giant. Mighty Goliath, 9 feet tall, mighty Goliath with the strength of many men, mighty Goliath was cut down by a shepherd boy on that day who didn't even have a sword in his hand, because God gives the victory to those who trust in him. And Christians, even though Satan still boasts like Goliath, we need not be afraid. We need not listen to him, because our champion, the stronger man, Jesus Christ our Lord, fights for us. Satan tries to say that we can't stand against the world. But Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Satan tries to say that we will never be free from the power of sin. And yet Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Satan tries to say that there is no hope for us. And yet Jesus has said, behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And more than this, Christians, Jesus has already conquered Satan. He has struck him down like Goliath on the cross, so that all of Satan's boasts, all of Satan's words are empty. They are the empty threats of a defeated enemy. Why should we listen to Satan when we have God himself on our side? If God is for us, who can be against us? And God will deliver us from every danger, just like he did with David on that day. Therefore, Christians, trust firmly in the Lord. He is your strength and your shield. He will deliver you from every trouble, and nothing will ever be able to take you out of his hand. Though the world may be against you, stand firm in the truth, because God is with you. Though sin seems to be so strong, you can turn away from it and stop, because God is with you. Though everything in your life seems to have gone wrong, you have an everlasting hope because God is with you. And the victory that he has given to you through Jesus Christ, his Son, is not just likely, but certain. Because Jesus Christ has overcome all things. and all who put their trust in him will never be put to shame. Let us pray. O God, who is our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble, we will not fear though the earth gives way and the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Silence Satan's lies and lead us to always listen to your voice, because victory is ours through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.